Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I am the number one most impactful artist of our generation. We are real rock stars, and I'm the biggest of all. I just told you who I thought I was. A guy.
I'm really happy for you. I'll let you finish.
It's the Hard Knock Life Tour sellout picture. It's in the mall, copping iceberg and yell out, Jigga. Yeah, that's a weird yell out. You know the name, who I gotta spell out or tell about, J-A-Y, and Ye so shy, and he won't even step to his idol and say hi. Standing here like mine, let me get the chance pass by. Back of my mind, he could change your life. But all these beats I did, at least let him hit. At least let him brag to your friends about the gig. He got my mama at the crib. Then he helped me get my mama a crib. God dog it. Almost, man.
That was a lot of bars. I'm still proud because this means that Rob has finally come back around to be another Jay-Z trade again.
Hey, man. Hey, it's Jay-Z's birthday. You know, we talking about a song off Watch the Throne.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? December 4th is a special day. And we might as well give Jay-Z his flowers on his 49th birthday because everybody who's fake fans going to do it for his 50th. You know what I'm saying? Next year, everybody come out like, you know I love Reasonable Doubt. Like, no, you don't. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, if you're a real Jay-Z fan, you're going to go hard for this 49th birthday because you know next year you're going to hear about it. Mm-hmm. You're not going to be able to escape it. And everybody going to be posting, oh, my God, you know, Volume 1 is good. Like, nah, I'm the only one that listens to Volume 1 like that. You know what I mean?
What's up, everybody? It's another episode of the Book of Ye podcast. I'm Chris Daniels. We're Rob Hayes, and our guest for this episode, Rallo Boykins. What's up, man?
Hey, what's good, man? I'm a fan of the cast. I like the cast, the podcast, that is.
Man, I'm a fan of you, Rallo. I met you like 5 years ago D.C.
Was it in D.C.?
Yeah,
wow.
Man. It's been like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
that's crazy.
One of the few people in, like, no offense to D.C. Comics, there's a lot of funny people in D.C., mm-hmm. but not a lot of people that I would just like feel like, man, would the crowd even want to listen to me after they listen to this guy? Like, Rallo just is so truthful. You know what I'm saying? I feel like a liar after I talk after Rallo. You know what I mean?
Don't do that.
We only met a couple times, but friends on Facebook.
That means a lot.
There's no more truthful Facebook.
Listen,
and hilarious.
Yeah, he has terrible opinions about Lil Wayne.
We don't do this. I knew this was gonna come up. Listen, Carter One. It's just a special album to me. It's better than Carter Two.
I saw the pile on, and I was like, yeah, they gonna get his ass. But you know, I can't say if I agree with you, but I can appreciate your
Here's
position.
Here's the thing: the you can make an argument for Carter One being better than Carter Two. I will not argue that as much as you saying that nothing on the Carter 2 is better than Go DJ.
Oh, that was just a joke. That was a joke.
That's where I had to step in.
Go DJ was a strong single.
It was a strong single.
That single was strong.
But it hit us over and over and over and over and over and over again to the point where it's even hard to even measure it. Yes, if it came on in the club and you were like, and nothing from that era was playing, and then you bomb, 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 you're gonna rap every single lyric, of course. But I don't know. I have nostalgia for the Carter 2 because that was like my senior year of high school.
Was it?
Yeah. So like, you know, that's like hanging out, going to clubs for the first time, like going, you know, just fair like enough, just, it just felt like Wayne was getting his independence. This I was true. Getting my independence at the same time. Like
that's fair.
Dedication 2 has a special place in my heart. And then I also feel like where you realize or where you see Wayne realize that he was a great rapper is different for different people. Like for me, a lot of people point to the Carter One, but for me, the Squad mixtapes is where Wayne found himself.
Well, you listen to rap.
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn. He said the Squad. Fair enough. That's fair.
You know what I'm talking about?
I don't.
Squad mixtapes. Okay, so
break it down.
The Squad mixtapes.
What year is that? Because I want to know for context. I started listening to like Google mixtapes like 2004 or 2005.
Okay, Squad is like maybe 03, 04 in there. Ooh. And everything that's on the radio, it's not a mixtape like later DJ Drama will have you freestyle over a beat.
Yeah,
but it's just Wayne in a studio and somebody just playing beat after beat after beat. He doesn't take a break.
And he just raps.
He's just in there sipping lean and rapping for an hour straight.
That's the mixtape.
Lean.
How else are you gonna do that? True. What else?
You gotta stay in a near comatose state.
Are you gonna take that doesn't require you to take breaks? You know what I'm saying?
I can't.
It didn't seem like they were passing blunts. He never said here. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Dad, that's crazy.
I don't know if Lean was present. Maybe Lean was present later on. But what I do know is on the Squad mixtape, you just hearing somebody rap their butt off. Like unedited. There's no edits. You know, when he messes up, he switches up the flow, starts rapping a different way. They're just like, you know, like some of the raps are about how much he hates the song that, you know what I'm saying? It's like all these different songs. And it was, yeah, there's a couple Squad. There's Squad 1, Squad 2. I don't know where they're not on live mixtapes. They're not streamable. Like, it's from a different era of mixtapes. Right. I don't know where they exist. Yeah, I don't know where they exist without scratches on them. They exist. But I don't know. You're going to have to get your game doctor and grind that thing.
Did you say the game doctor?
You remember the game doctor? You're going to have to resurface those CDs if you want to hear.
Game doctor changed the game. Because before the game doctor, you had to do the shit manually. You had to spray it. You had the little pad. Man, listen.
And everyone, when they messed up, they'd be like, this don't even work. Nope. You know? But the game doctor did work. Man, now, your CD would look different. Like, it wouldn't look like it used to look. No, you know? The back of it would not be like smooth and like jewel and, you know,
That shit buffered, baby.
Yeah, it would be buffered. You'd have definitely tracks on your CD.
Yeah.
But it worked.
It worked. Shout out to the Game Doctor.
The Game Doctor saved a lot of DJ Drama mixtapes because I don't know where he was getting them CDs from. They was made out of the worst plastic. They was made out of Best Buy bag plastic.
Not Best Buy bag plastic.
The new Best Buy bag plastic. You know how like the new bag just kind of shreds on its own.
The recyclable.
Yeah. It's biodegradable.
Yeah, the old bag you could use those bags. You could like stretch it out. You could put stuff in it, tie it up. No. New Best Buy plastic is weak.
You can't put that under the sink.
You surely cannot.
Definitely not. Don't save those bags. It. Yeah.
No, you can't.
But basically. Yeah, man. So, you know, Carter 2 is better than Carter 1.
I'm not going to grade it out.
But you know what? If you love Manny Fresh, though.
I love DJ Manny, sir. I do.
I love Manny Fresh. Manny Fresh is DJed at parties I've been to in Atlanta and, like, has saved the night for me. Because Manny Fresh is all about, but at the end of the night, you go home with somebody. You know what I'm saying? Manny Fresh gonna play nothing but the oldies after a while. He's like, hey, you better grab somebody. You know what I'm saying? All that jumping up and down is for before 1 o'clock.
I saw him at Brooklyn Bowl like a month ago.
He's a great DJ. Yeah.
Damn, shout out to, man, I wish I was DJ sometime.
Manny Fresh is a DJ in the movie Girls Trip.
Was he?
When they put the wigs on and they go in the other
spot.
DJ. I peeped that. I was like, okay. And then he started playing Cash Money songs. Ass.
That was a strong film. And it launched, what's Shorty name?
Tiffany Haddish.
Tiffany Haddish. It really took her to the next level, I feel as well.
Mm-hmm.
we needed a new black female star.
We
hadn't had one comedically since who was it before Tiffany? Was it Monique? It wasn't Monique, was it?
She got, it wasn't comedy, she got like Precious big off of like, she kind of wrote that way for a little bit. I know she's like obviously been kind of like mainstream though. Mainstream she was.
But I would say Monique's role in To Can Play That Game is one of them like.
That was a good role.
You know what I'm saying? That was one of them like, all right, she's a star. Man. Give her some movies.
That's crazy.
You know? Every now and then there's like a breakout. There's got to be somebody in between.
You can make the case that kind of also Queen Latifah was doing comedy stuff for a while. I'm trying to take like movies though.
But Queen Latifah got through that. You know, you could say maybe the Fresh Prince.
She was on Fresh Prince
multiple times.
Wow.
She was Hillary's boss, and then she went to Bel Air Academy.
Hillary's boss.
It's a bunch of people that doubled up on the Fresh Prince. They Don Cheadle do doubled up on the Fresh Prince.
Don doubled up?
Yeah.
He was Lorenz his friend, Tate. And then who was who? All
right, maybe not.
But. Yeah, not Don Cheadle. I remember Don.
Maybe.
Don ain't double.
All these random black people just went to Bel Air Academy. Garcelle Bovez did two episodes of Fresh Prince.
She did.
She was on everything, though.
She was getting money.
You remember that episode of Family Matters?
Where
Eddie's homeboy said, if we get a red jacket, people just give us their car keys, and then we take their cars, and then we give them back. And they stole a sports car and picked up Garcelle Bovez.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I don't remember that
It's
episode.
On Hulu, dog. I don't know the
Damn,
name of it.
They need to get Family Matters back in syndication. Man.
Eddie got locked up. You know what I'm saying? His dad had to get him out. That's awkward because, you know, you got to get him out from the job, you know.
Was it serious, though?
Yeah, it was serious. He stole a car. Yeah,
was it Fresh Prince serious?
You can't, on a network show, you can't let somebody steal
a
car.
I just want to gauge.
No, you can't. Yeah, Fresh Prince got serious sometimes. Damn.
Fresh Prince got serious. I remember I was grounded the episode where Will got shot.
You was grounded.
And my sister had described it to me.
Oh, no.
And she made it sound way worse than it was. She was like, you're not going to believe this.
The episode got shot.
It's the craziest
or
thing I've ever seen in my life. Will got shot.
That was a two-parter.
You shouldn't have been bad. You could have seen it.
Boy, that was a two-parter. Dang, which episode were you grounded for?
The first one.
Oh, so you got the cliffhanger. So you got a cliffhanger and you didn't get to see it.
I saw the end. Like, I saw the result. I saw him in the hospital.
Yeah.
So this whole time in my head, I'm imagining blood. I'm imagining, like, Ashley crying. Like, I'm imagining, like, the worst thing ever. She's just like, I can't even believe they showed it on TV. Will got shot.
It's literally like a turn.
Yeah.
It's a turn. It's black.
And then it's like, yeah, stock footage of a white hand pulling the trigger. I was so mad. I finally saw it. I was in high school. I was so mad. I was like, Nick at Night, you have ruined my night.
Yeah, that shit changed my life too. I was like, yo, white people be shooting people?
The hand was white. We don't know if he was white, but that hand was white.
Could have just had vitiligo hands.
Vitiligo hands? Not vitiligo hands.
That's how you do. You rob them with the mask with just the white hand.
I miss black sitcoms.
We still got black sitcoms.
I gotta watch Blackish.
It's good. It's really good.
Everybody tells me it's so good. I just need to watch it.
You should watch it.
I feel like I need to
watch
it.
I would say, is it the best black single camp?
It has to be, son.
Maybe.
This is the only show. Are there any other shows?
Everybody Hates Chris.
No, that's not on anymore.
No. Not for a few years.
That was strong, though.
It was strong.
I ain't like he was getting bullied all the time. I just didn't want to see that. But it was a good show.
But, I mean, that was real. That was Chris Rock's life.
Oh,
he
shit.
He said people used to spit on him.
Damn.
Yeah,
I didn't want to laugh.
Yeah.
I was trying to figure out, is Drew supposed to be Tony Rock? That was what I was trying to figure out.
He's not Jordan.
He's not Jordan. Not it.
I couldn't. Well, yeah, I think.
Maybe
I think
the
he's
girl was. It's Jordan, but they rewrote her to be a girl because they just.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. I never thought of that.
That actually makes more sense. I could see that more than I could see the brother. The brother seems kind of like a variation of like a brother character.
Yeah. But I think they said in the interview, Tony got to get all the hoes, I think.
Plus, by the time Jordan was born, I think Chris Rock was on SNL. Like,
God,
he's good.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's wild. Well, shout out to the. Man, that's crazy.
Speaking of Chris Rock, Kanye went to the Total Blackout tour with Kim Kardashian.
Did he?
Yeah.
I be forgetting that they have a union.
Yeah, man. They was there. We I wonder, forget. you think Chris Rock, have you seen the set? You think he has any jokes about them?
I haven't seen the set.
He's got to have at least one reference to them.
Kanye
not
get
a joke
mad.
About
he
that.
Like he get mad at you, though. If you get him with a real
good Where you going, Kanye?
He wanted to do another Chris Rock.
I see you over there. I got more jokes for you.
Oh, man.
This next one's about Caitlyn. You better cover your head. I'm sorry.
That was a solid Chris Rock impression.
He debuted it last episode.
I forgot he did this.
I didn't know it would be back so soon.
Oh, Lord. Oh, no, that was solid. Shout out to Chris. Hey, it's special. No, they got a special.
I said that for a reason.
I'm not even thinking about it. I'm thinking, we just talking about Kanye-related stuff. And then it was a moment, like, a minute ago where I saw, like, next time I smoke, I was like, this motherfucker's about to do it.
No, Chris made a face, you guys, for the listeners at home.
You
Chris
guys
doesn't
like
know this
about.
Is not a TV show, so sometimes he'll just do actions, and then we just have to explain them.
Well, okay, yeah.
He'll get it. But to what you're saying, I don't think he'll have a problem if you brought it up. Aziz Ansari talks about him all the time.
About Kanye?
He has a whole bit about like Kanye's story.
Kanye probably
Kanye.
Like if I was Kanye, I wouldn't like Aziz for talking about me.
Kanye, Kim, and Eddie Murphy were there. Who's the bigger celeb? Who do people go crazier for? What's the conversation?
Kim. Bitcoin.
Kim bigger than Eddie Murphy?
That is strong.
What are you talking about?
Eddie Murphy sighting? Because, okay, Eddie Murphy's got mystique, too. You always see Kim. You never see Eddie Murphy.
I'd want to talk to Eddie before I...
I'm not disagreeing with... that or that. I'm saying I don't think there's out of any of them the bigger celebrity. I don't think there's a question. I don't
What do you mean?
I just Kim's she's the bigger celebrity.
Kim's just in the first decade. Eddie owned a decade.
Kim owns right now.
I don't think the black community cares about Kim.
Everybody
cares about
Kim. I don't know.
They even
If I seen Kim Kardashian, I'd be like, oh, that's Kim Kardashian. But, you know, I wouldn't try to get a photo op.
But that's...
I don't think...
I'm talking about the masses, though. Of course, we comedians. Of course, we go,
you
like, we see Eddie Murphy.
Women would see Kim Kardashian.
And would have nothing to say?
I don't know. I know some shorties that I don't think would care.
I'm just looking at the presence.
No, yeah. No, there's definitely black women that wouldn't care to see Kim Kardashian, but that doesn't make her.
Though.
But they would still have a reaction.
Well, yeah,
that doesn't take away from
she's
her
beauty,
you know,
celebrity.
What I'm saying? Her celebrity, her star power.
She's pretty.
I think right now her star power is crazier, is bigger than they are.
There's people that pretend like they don't like Eddie Murphy, and those you know
you
that doesn't
like
take
Eddie?
Away. From his star power. You know, I mean, I don't believe it, but that, you know, some people,
that's a waste of time to pretend you don't like Eddie Murphy.
I don't know. He's a
what are you mad about?
He's a likable dude.
Whatever, man. Everybody got an Eddie Murphy movie they like.
Yeah, he was the guy. Oh, man.
I stand by
Bitcoin. You just got sad.
I stand by Bitcoin, though.
No, man. They're not talking about Bitcoin.
Why not? It peaked.
You got money in the Bitcoins?
I wish I did.
Oh, damn. I feel like you did.
You think Eddie Murphy's in the back talking about Bitcoin?
I know he ain't.
What is Bitcoin? No, y'all not going? All right.
What do you even do?
Too close
what
to
do you even
side?
Do when you Eddie Murphy?
Live your life.
You
they said he goes to the same coffee shop every day.
That's
people be so shook, they don't say nothing to him. Like, after a while, they just like, yeah, that's Eddie Murphy.
I'll walk up on a nigga.
Yeah, I would.
That's just how
that's
I live
why
my
I can't
life
live
right
in
now.
L.A. Because I would be out there, like, at the coffee shop all the time.
I would.
Like, hey, what Eddie ordered? He right there. What he get? You know what I'm saying? I'm drinking what he's drinking.
Yo. L.A.'s fun.
A lot of celebrities getting caught in a lot of mess going on.
With all the creep shit.
Matt,
you know,
Lauer.
I didn't know niggas was so creepy. And
yeah,
and I
no.
feel bad.
Yeah, there's some stories you hear of like, oh, he might have like made like a cat call kind of thing. Like, okay.
Yeah.
Wrong is wrong, but like, you know, That's one level.
All right, Trey. Lightly, you being recorded.
I'm saying.
I said, yo. This is damaging.
What?
It's damaging. I'm listening, Chris. What are you saying?
I'm saying that there are some stories that are not as intense as others. Some stories you hear and you don't come away as disgusted. Like, if a door closes and you immediately, like, your dick is out.
See, this is the thing. Okay, if you lock in doors, you don't have game. Yeah. If you have a secret lock, you know you don't have game.
Not a secret lock.
Matt Lauer had a secret button under his desk that would lock the door. How many races to the door are you losing where you like, you know what, I'm going to fix this?
That's so weird, son.
Like, that's extremely weird.
Because when you that powerful, you don't really need game. Come on. You shouldn't have to do that.
You got a segment called Where in the World is Matt Lauer? We had one of these accounts is from 2014. We had Tinder at that time. Mm-hmm. You can't tell me if a girl saw Matt Lauer on there, they're not gonna swipe on. Come on, man.
He had a family image to upkeep though, so he kept it like in house.
Wait, does he have a family?
Yeah, his wife left the country.
There's no excuse to be a creep to your coworkers. No, the people who have to be around you hours and hours early in the morning.
This is what the report
says. Think about it. They come on at 6 in the morning. That means they get there at like 4 in the morning. Ooh, you a creep at 4 in the morning.
4 in the morning.
You showing people
COVID?
Your morning wood? Come on, man.
That's
put that
disgusting.
Up.
Disgusting.
That's disgusting.
Oh, he's finished. Because, you know, something like that is just, it's like.
I don't know. He might come back.
It's so perverse.
They find a way to come back. They all might come back.
You know, because
Bill O'Reilly came back.
What did he do?
Oh.
He was first.
Yeah, he was one of the
early
ones.
They got him first.
He had millions of dollars in settlements over a period of time. And so then they found out about the settlements.
Yeah, they're like, he out here paying people off.
And now he got it. Not a year later, he got a new contract.
Because
nobody goes to jail. Everybody acts like, oh, it's terrifying time. Like, these motherfuckers is rich and not going to jail. They don't go to jail.
They don't go to jail.
There's no the only R. Kelly the know. Only damage is, yeah, we can get, we can. R. Man, Kelly got many bounce backs for R. Kelly.
The well is deep. I was going to say, niggas wouldn't bounce, but R. Kelly is still out here. So, hey, I got.
His tour took 2 nights off. And he was back.
It's just a weird time right now.
And them apology tours, they be getting paid for those. They be getting booked.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like Ray Rice, when he went and went to go talk to NFL players, you don't think that he was billing them afterwards?
He got to do something.
Who
do
I talk to
league?
About? Yeah.
Every time somebody say they stepping away, that's so they can do the photo shoot for the book where they got their fingers crossed and they looking like intently in front. God. That's all it is.
That's crazy.
Because you got to get ready for the comeback.
Ray Rice, I wonder what he's doing right now.
Taking the stairs.
That video was ridiculous. Oh man. Oh, I don't want to be famous. I just want the money, man. I always say that. Fame is just useless.
We heard some cool news today.
Oh yeah.
Noah Callahan Beaver, that works for Complex for a long time. Mm-hmm. He did the 1996 project. He did the show Blueprint. He did Magnum Opus, and he did a lot of interviews with Kanye West, specifically the one in Hawaii when they were recording My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. He also did the interview in 2008, the only interview Kanye really did around 808s. And now he's got a role at Def Jam, so that's really cool.
What is his role?
He's going to be the VP of digital outreach.
Oh,
so basically, I think Def Jam's going to get a lot cooler. Like, definitely going to figure out.
VP of digital outreach.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means. I'm going to apply for some shit.
Sounds like all Def Digital.
Nah, this is Def Jam, though. This is going to be like, this is going to be how, like, your Big Sean's, how your, you know. Who's on Def Jam? Your designers. You know,
oh.
glide to the world.
The king of digital content. Yeah.
But wait, we got to go back on Matt Lauer.
We do.
Because we knew.
We forgot the Kanye connection.
We did knew something was up with Matt Lauer because of that interview Matt Lauer did with Kanye West in 2010.
What is that?
It was after, this is clear, this is after Kanye
George
West.
Bush put out his autobiography.
Okay.
Around the time that Kanye is promoted My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy.
Okay.
And so basically in George Bush memoirs, he said that Kanye West calling him a racist was the worst thing that happened during his presidency.
That is funny as shit.
Not Katrina, not September 11th, not the war in Iraq.
Damn, I forgot that. Damn.
That's like the ultimate first world problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is hilarious.
Being called a racist.
By Kanye West.
How did
West.
How did he explain this?
It's in his book.
I'm not buying that shit.
Of course not.
Hey, yo, that's wild, though.
That's wild. And so they're asking Kanye about it, and they try. And Matt Lauer, Matt Lauer, who is George Bush's homie. Like,
oh, really?
Basically, like, they was buddy-buddy on the Today Show. Like, even after Katrina, Matt Lauer's on the bus with George Bush. They kicking it. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, this is crazy. 2005.
They might both have buttons. They might have probably got the button on for the desk at the same store.
But Bush drops you into the fire, and then you be like, oh, I'm badly burned. I'm badly burned. Oh, thank you so much to help me. You shot me. You shot me in the arm.
I'm badly burned.
I'm sorry. I love Austin Powers.
Hey, yo.
Anytime I can make that.
Oh, that's all awesome about it. I was dying. Oh, that was good. Oh, that was a hearty laugh.
But so Matt Lauer's trying to get Kanye to apologize to George Bush. And basically,
what, is that what was happening?
Yes. And basically, I said it to you. And basically, Kanye is like, I will say I know how it feels to be called a racist because of what I've been through. And I probably would have chose my words better. But then he's like, you know, but he's like, as far as that being the worst thing that happened in his presidency, you know, and then Kanye just stops.
Yeah.
Well, Kanye showed up and he was empathetic. He expressed that he was empathetic. He already, you know, said he's dealt with it mentally, internally, which is obviously things had gone differently.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly had thought about it enough to improve on his views on the whole thing.
Right.
But Matt Lauer was like insisting for more.
And
like,
it was,
as if he had like, as if he was like the dude who was having a problem.
And he was like, he was talking to Kanye like it wasn't like an interview type of situation. It was calling him like
he was trying to like scold
it was like
a
he
child,
was reprimanding him.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Because he was like, now we have the footage. Look at his face. Just look at George Bush's face and see that, you know, he doesn't look like. And Kanye's like, I don't have to look at his face.
Yeah.
You know. And it's like,
shame
it's like Matt Lauer's talking to him like they're both children. Like he did something to a child and he is a child. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, yeah, I don't have to look. He's like, I don't have to look at his face to form an opinion.
Right,
you know
what
I'm saying?
Right.
At that time, it happened 5 years prior. He's like, I've thought about this enough. You know?
That's wild.
And so then, of course, they made the, they started playing. Like they do the footage from the VMAs in the background.
Right, right.
And they, you know, were shifting the topic to the VMAs, and that's when Kanye went off because he could hear it in his ear. I can see how that'd be frustrating if something was like a traumatic moment in your life and you could hear the, like, you know what I'm saying? You're like, is this my head again? Or is this, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or is this in the headphones or whatever?
When he said that, you could see the. That shit was powerful. Because he was like, I'm about to say this shit. You can see it in his eyes.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that was powerful. Kanye, man, he don't be caring. He care, but he I feel like he's impulsive, too.
I just think he's like, once he's over it, he's over it.
He was frustrated and he was on live TV. He knew he was on live TV. You know?
Well, it wasn't. I don't think it was live because he kept saying, like, we're going to go back to the, like, when the second was like, we're going to go back.
No,
to
I'm talking about the telethon.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
I don't know. Like, I just really thought Matt Lauer was pushy. And then afterwards, Kanye tweeted, I don't F with Matt Lauer or the Today Show.
Damn.
And then he was like, he put all these tweets about how he felt like Matt Lauer was trying to push him to say something he didn't want to say and everything. And so in the time where they recorded that segment, he did the tweets. They, like, before the segment, you know, showed the tweets kind of out of context. Oh. So it just, you know, they, like, it's like painting the picture of him being
like, so I tried to have Kanye on to have a reasonable discussion. And he's already, he like, prefaced it with, like, Kanye's already did a Kanye thing. And then let's show the tape. Obviously edited in a way that like frames the story as Matt Lauer wants it. And now the story is being framed as Matt Lauer doesn't want it.
But that's a pattern. We look at the way people talk to Kanye is kind of crazy. Like if you look at, you know, Matt Lauer, Jay Leno.
What Jay Leno say to Easy?
Jay Leno, that was like right after the Taylor Swift thing.
And he was like, what would your mother say?
Kanye said on the couch. Like, that could get you. He said, was Ye on the show?
Yeah.
And he said, what was your mother say?
Yes, where were you?
See, your wife and all
this is on basic TV. Where were you?
I remember that because my mom.
That was the first episode of Jay Leno's show.
My mom was watching it. She was like, he still got the haircut from last night.
They used Kanye to cancel Cody. They were like, look at the ratings. Like, man, we was not watching that for no Jay Leno. We was watching that because Kanye was on there right after Taylor Swift. What are you talking about?
How could you say that to somebody? You know, like, you don't do that to people, son.
Yeah.
In any other context,
but you know, they
do it to certain people.
That was a setup.
But in real life, you wouldn't bring up someone's dead mother and be like, what would your mother
say?
Son,
you got to be ready to fight.
Unless you knew them.
So I'm like, that was
crazy. Know what I'm saying? You could be on some old man stuff if you know them.
How did he respond?
You can't be on no, he just like, he looks sad. Like, he really took in the question, but he could have just been like, excuse me, stranger, man. Yeah. Like, that's I don't know you crazy. Like, you know? Yeah, it's real crazy.
I thought it was funny what he did to Taylor Swift.
Oh, the day after, it was not funny.
Oh, they ate him up?
Yeah, because she was painted as a child, even though she was 19. You know what I'm saying? Born in 1989, as she revealed to us. Which means in 2009, she either had to be 19 or 20. You know what I'm saying? An adult. But still, you know, painted as.
Right.
He did this to this little girl. He did this to this young girl. You know what I'm saying? Not like this grown person was getting an award they didn't deserve. He came through, tried to, like, fix it. He was drinking Hennessy.
I seen that Henny
with Michael Jackson's dad. You know what I'm saying? He just lost his mom. MJ died. A nigga dead. You know what I'm saying?
Henny to the head.
Listen to what I said.
Hey now. Damn. Listen.
Bars.
I'm turned up, man.
My man Rallo in the building, man.
I want Kanye to win, man. I do. I know he frustrated. Being in this industry will frustrate it. Especially when you talented, it will frustrate you.
I've been watching a lot of these interviews with Kim Kardashian. She went on James Corden. She went on Jimmy Kimmel when he wasn't there. Jennifer Lawrence interviewed her. And she's been saying Kanye's been going to sleep a lot, like just in public, you know?
That's crazy.
I feel like that's like stress. You know,
that's not good.
A lot of dads fall asleep in public, though.
I fall asleep in public all the time. But
that is true.
They got two or three now.
They got two and one on the way with a surrogate.
She don't want to do that to that
person. No, like her.
she don't want that.
The doctor said
no more.
She can't.
That's mathematical voice.
There's a whole Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
But you don't
want
to do this
episode
to your pussy.
That pussy not gonna be the same. The third one is gonna break the pussy down.
Hey, for y'all listeners out here, trying to shut people down. That was Rallo Boykins and Chris Daniels.
No, it's Rallo influence.
Being real misogynist and whatnot. You know what I'm saying?
The third one is what does it. I'm sorry, guys.
Hashtag feminism. Hashtag.
No, fuck out of here.
Oh man, yeah, I've been getting in trouble lately. I've been getting in trouble over Facebook posts, but then these niggas come out pulling their meat out. It's not so bad for me anymore. They used to get over. I done lost friends. Oh man, I want to see Kanye win, man. Shout out. You know, you happy, you know, you found somebody.
It's coming, man. It's going to happen.
Good. On the outside looking in, it's easy to have an opinion, but you got to remind yourself that you don't know these people.
You don't know these people.
You got to remind yourself that.
Yeah.
It's very important.
I think you're ready to get into the
Yo. Rallo.
What's up?
When was the first time you heard of Kanye West?
I was in high school. Through the Wire. Was it Through the Wire? Yeah. Through the Wire. I was like, who is this guy? And it just sounded, the sound was different. He sounded like he hadn't been, you could tell he wasn't like a rapper.
What's a rapper?
Like with the, like, you know, it's an energy like Wheezy. How they, just the confidence and the command.
His swag was different.
It was different. Mm. Like, he kind of Super Saiyan'd up.
So, like, I hear that. Like, he don't seem like he could command a cypher.
Nah.
Like he, everybody, quiet down.
Yeah.
It was a boost for breakfast, yeah, an insurance for dessert.
What's happening?
Yeah.
I'm like, I know those things. And then he was all swole up. It was a humble flow, but I was like, this is something here.
He was spitting, though.
He was spitting. I'm like, oh, hey. At that point, I didn't even really know what he looked like. I didn't know he was a producer. Like, I'm a casual rap fan, so I didn't know that he had been producing hits.
Okay.
For jigging, for other people. But I was like, okay, this guy's okay.
Who else were you listening to around that time?
Man, back then?
Mm-hmm.
Wayne, I was listening to Wayne. Who else was out rapping? Was 50? No.
Everybody 50? Was listening to 50.
Yeah, 2004. I was listening to that Wangster.
That was the 50 era.
Was a friend of mine. I was like, oh, this nigga strong. This nigga's a grown man. He look rough.
Yeah.
In the club, he was hanging upside down. That was an interesting time in rap. I was listening to 50, Wayne. Who else? Who else was rapping? Who was the guys back then? Who were the guys?
Mark
I was listening
Maron.
To the guys.
who are your guys? You see Nelly.
This is Nelly like the end. Of, this is the end of Nelly.
This was the end.
Well, no, nah. Kind of still in the middle.
Pimp Juice.
Pimp Juice was a strong.
I guess it's the time in between Nellyville and Sweatsuit.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
this is like a 2 year.
But then still, you got Saint Lunatics. You still see Nelly's still present.
Okay, he's still okay.
Eminem's kinda around.
I was never listening to M.
You know, you got Jadakiss. Fabulous.
Okay, I did a little bit of that. A little bit of,
you know, Young Guns.
I did like that. I would, cause he had Rudy in the one video. Okay, yeah. So yeah. that was the vibe.
If you was my lady,
I really wish they didn't do that to his career, man. I'm sorry. I know we.
Who did what to whose career?
When they the
Ja Rule.
Ja Rule destroyed Chang'e?
No. I'm just naming
more people.
No, I don't know what happened to Chang'e, but then he just fell off, and then the thing with the transgender lady happened.
Yeah, if that had happened today, it might be different.
Chang'e might be out here a hero.
They tried to sully his name. I was like,
when did that happen? I don't remember that.
It was over immediately. Yeah. It was like that story came out, and people were like, well, I just don't fuck with Chang'e anymore. That was it.
Yeah, they never really fucked with Chang'e to begin with.
Well, they didn't have like a project or anything to go off. They had like a couple hits.
So wait, he was with a transgender lady?
You just took that a picture.
That was the story. So every time somebody brought up Chang'e, that was the story.
Chang'e got lyrics we don't know what they mean. Give me what you got for a pork chop.
I don't know.
What is a pork chop? I'm just saying, I never found out what that meant, you know?
I still don't know.
She backed him up on me and let it drop. Did she drop the pork chop? Was she cooking? You know what I'm saying? We don't know.
I would love if you just hit that lyric and rap genius. It's like, what the fuck does this mean?
That's a stressful day in genius when you got to do
the game could have used a little more Chang'e, man. Just one more album, maybe. But yeah.
I sing Holiday Inn. Maybe daily.
That was a fun song. Nah, but yay. Yeah, Through the Wire, I started paying attention. And then I remember I listened to the album. The album was good. Slow Jams was a hard cut. And then that's when I found out Jamie really was singing. He was singing out here.
You ain't fuck with Jingles 2000?
That don't count, man. That don't
plain
count.
Plain white rice.
Plain white rice. Shout out to the Jamie Foxx show. I heard he's back doing stand-up now, too.
Oh, I didn't hear that. I would go to that show.
That nigga's getting all the money. Oh, he's talented.
Yeah.
He's probably the most, like, multi-talented dude
he deserves
out there.
So, well,
I don't think anybody can do as many things.
You glue his eyes shut, he can still play the piano. Yeah, he tackles somebody with the Ray Shades on. You play quarterback.
Yeah, he is pretty damn talented.
You know what I'm saying?
He should be. Yeah, he
could do a Luther Vandross impersonation.
He can do Luther? He can do Luther.
You know what I mean?
They should have put him on. No, I guess not. Maybe not.
He was on The Living Color.
Yeah, that was... Okay.
He was Wanda.
Why do you have to choose? Why do they make you choose?
I don't think it was a choice.
Oh, my God.
At that time, Living Color was winning the Emmys. At that time, like, think about it. He got in Living Color, like, season 2, season 3. So, Living Color was popping.
How many seasons was Living Color?
Maybe 4.
Was it on? Wow, the black stuff never goes past
4 or 5.
Seasons.
It's 4 or 5.
Black? Can we need to do a trivia of a black show that made it past 5 seasons? Oh.
They give somebody a movie.
Damn. Let's see. They leave forever.
Past 5 seasons.
Did Living Single go past 5 seasons?
Yes.
Fresh Prince was 6 seasons.
I felt
Fresh Prince
dry.
6 seasons. Girlfriends was
that
7
was
8 seasons.
No.
Maybe.
No way Girlfriends went 7 seasons. I
think so.
Moesha 6 seasons. We never got to find out what happened, you know what I'm saying? Hey Miles, if you out there, you know what I'm saying? Let us know, call us, dog. You know what I mean?
Moesha went 6?
Yeah, Lil' Kim kidnapped Miles. We never got him back, you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Let's see.
Okay, well,
the Jeffersons went 14 seasons.
Well, that's,
so they took a lot of seasons from a lot of other black shows. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Good Times went too long.
Jeffersons went 14 seasons?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You've never seen 2 episodes of the Jeffersons. You've
right.
only seen, like, oh, I've never seen this one before in your whole life.
Damn, that's some real. Damn, I did not know that's.
They
that's
like The Simpsons.
That's monumental.
Yeah.
That was a good time, dude.
I think somebody forgot they were on.
I know,
and they
I
just
did.
Kept going to work.
I know,
you know?
I did.
Like, moving on up. Hey,
you
wait
still
right, a minute.
You still
y'all
writing
still
the good
here?
Time? The good times of Jefferson checks. Just keep writing them.
That's a good check.
Plenty of shows went yeah. past 5. The Cosby Show went 8 seasons.
Well, that's, come
but
on.
There's a lot.
That's that's the show.
But I think the thing
a different
is
World
like,
went 6 seasons.
Is it back on
it only
the
takes 4 years to go through college. They went 6 seasons. That's hard to do.
Yeah, they were starting teaching and shit.
Yeah, they started teaching. You know what I'm saying?
Man, black people, we got some good
start
shows.
Start working in Japan, coming back.
We need more shows.
Well,
more
today
shows.
We definitely need more shows. Is Carmichael, that's done, right? Carmichael show?
Yeah.
How did y'all like that show?
I loved it.
I liked it. This is a good show.
So it's you like, loved it.
Gerard rep for the Ye fans. He always wore Pablo merch. You
did
know
he?
What I'm saying? Yeah. He had some Don C's on. He had some Yeezy boots on and stuff. It's like, man, what is this character? What's his job? He's got
the show
all
was,
this
they
fly
set it
gear.
Up very interesting. The cast I found was very interesting.
And everybody's like, since then, I feel like everybody's like gone on to like still, you know, more stuff.
What's David Alan Grier doing?
David Alan Grier stuff.
Come on, man. Jumanji about to come out. He about to
he's
get back
in Jumanji?
No, he's in the first Jumanji. You know what I'm saying?
But you know he about to get interviewed
you know
about the
about
new Jumanji.
Get...
Oh, wait. Are they making the new Jumanji a comedy? Is that what's happening?
I hear it's great.
Wait,
it's like a, I
wait,
hear it's like a family
whoa,
comedy.
You didn't think the first Jumanji was a comedy?
That was a horror movie.
Get out of here. What is wrong with y'all?
It's a horror movie.
It was... Yeah,
it's like a supernatural horror movie.
It was sci-fi more so.
Nah.
Fantasy. We'll call it fantasy.
It was a comedy.
Game.
Kevin Hart is such a
Sinbad work in a factory. Sinbad work in a factory, and he invents a shoe for Will Chamberlain. And
wow,
come
forgot,
on, man.
I forgot about that.
Come
point.
On. Sinbad is in what movies?
Jingle All the Way.
Jingle All the Way. What's that? A comedy. Good Burger. A comedy. First Kid. A comedy. You can't tell me Sinbad's in a children's movie and ain't no
Kazam.
Comedy.
I feel like if I Wikipedia the first Jumanji, it's not going to say comedy. And I don't think it's going to say that.
You don't think Jumanji, Robin Williams?
I don't view it as a comedy, though.
Are y'all like, serious?
I didn't get a comedic feel from it.
When David Alan Grier's running, that ain't serious. He ain't never did no buddy cop movies. No.
Damn, no, there's Jumania a lot of movies comedy? Where you can talk about people running and it's funny. We can cite Logan for recent example when Lil Terrio is running. It looks hilarious. But it's not.
You said Lil Terrio.
Lil Terrio. You no, don't you ooh kill that little boy like that. It's not how Lil Terrio.
Is Lil Terrio doing all right?
I don't know. Yeah, you got to check on Lil Terrio before you bring him up, okay? You got to check on his status before you bring him
He's
up.
He's still scooping. Oh, got, Lil Terrio still scooping.
No, y'all stop it. Ooh. Y'all stop it. I don't know why he don't do nothing with Darren Rook. Ooh, what you doing, baby? What you doing, baby?
I'm dead right now.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
We got a song to talk about.
Yeah, we do.
We got one. Yeah. Yeah, Illest motherfucker live.
Why'd you pick this song?
Yeah. I go through phases when, you know, I get in my comedy mode and I need a song before I get on stage that just, like, put me in the right state of mind. Like, I'm gonna smash the show to death. I want to punch him in the face with the jokes. And for a good couple months, like, that was my song. It just put a spirit in me. And the bars was, you know, yayed it up. You know, Ye's bars. You don't know what angle Ye's gonna come from sometimes.
Yeah.
You just don't know. Like ladder Ye. You don't know what's coming.
I wonder what Naomi Russell thought when she heard that. Like,
I definitely looked her up after the bars.
I knew who she was before the bars.
I had to.
That was like, you know, Christian Dior Denim Flow. He name drops like all the models, and like that was like one of them people where you like, dang, like this is crazy. Like, this is a heck of a shout out. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, it's also like, dang, that's kind of messed up.
Why is this messed up, though?
But then the next part, I don't know what that means at all. Russell ain't the only Russell. Russell Brand. Russell Crowe.
He's naming the Russells with money.
Okay. But the first line is, damn, baby, pussy can't be your only hustle. Unless you bad as Naomi Russell. But a lot of niggas got money.
So basically, Russell ain't the only Russell. I like Ye, man.
All right.
Bad as Naomi Russell could be
multiple connotations of bad.
This is true.
It's not just she looks good, also, you know what I'm saying, she's good at what she does. If you good at what you do, like how Naomi Russell is what she does.
You damn right.
You making money like The Gladiator, you know what I'm saying? Yep. You making money like Get Them to the Greek, you know what I'm saying? Russell ain't the only Russell.
Okay. I thought, all right, we're going to drop Russell
Simmons. Russell Athletics.
He was named Russell. I thought Russell Simmons would have been hard to rhyme, so I know he wanted to incorporate Russell Simmons, but
Russell Wilson, Russell Westbrook.
Was he in the league yet?
I don't think so.
They was almost there.
Oh, sorry, my bad.
Russell Westbrook was in the league.
When was Watch the Throne?
2011.
Wow.
September of 2011.
Just a year.
This song was already recorded, we know, in 2010 because we found an article where they played the song for Russell Crowe. And there was a video of it. I don't know who on the internet keeps taking it down. If you're a yay-sayer and you got this video, please send me the file.
Yay-sayer.
Please send me the file because every time it goes up, it goes right back down. So don't upload it. You know what I'm saying? Just send it around like that Star Wars holiday.
Send the Dropbox link.
Fuck, yay-sayers.
We'll yeah, for real. Real talk, because I can't find it. And I should have saved it. I used to watch it all the time, and then it was gone.
Did it
came back in 2012, and then it was gone again.
We need to find this intern.
Yeah,
this video is ever in charge of taking down this video.
Since it's Jay-Z's birthday, there's a part in the video where Kanye gives Jay-Z a birthday present while they're recording Watch the Throne. He gives him a ring. Yeah.
That's so crazy.
Him and Beyonce are there. They're goats there. They're out there in Australia. It's crazy. It's crazy. Russell Crowe's there. There's a part where Kanye's directing Beyonce on the liftoff and telling her like what parts to sing and everything.
Really?
And yeah, I mean, I just feel like, you know,
that's wild.
As a community, we need this footage. Somebody got it. It was uploaded so many times. You know what I'm saying? Somebody send it to me, please.
That's wild.
I need that.
Do you think it's weird when all four of them hang out? Do you think all four of them ever hang out?
Wait, which four?
They hung out during the Watch the Throne tour. Kim said that Beyonce was like, hey, are you going to sit with us during the Watch the Throne tour? So I feel like they were together, but I feel like Beyonce's fans don't want her to be with them. So Beyonce, you know what I'm saying? She's like, it's bad business to be seen with them because my fan base don't rock with her.
They don't like you.
Ugh. I don't think Beyonce cares as much as she's like, I'm not going to let a relationship with somebody that, you know what I'm saying? Like, she's not so cool that I'm going to mess up my money to hang out with her.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Fair enough.
So I'm not even going to get to know her like that. She might be real cool, but I'm not even going to find out.
You could see the hierarchy there because you can see who's trying to hang out with who.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't want to.
But I'm saying when they was on the road and there was a section for the, like, friends and family, they were in that section together. It wasn't no, like, you got to have two sections. You got to have a Kanye section. You got to have a Jay-Z section.
Oh,
no.
Yeah,
they was all in there. They was all in there together. They were probably in the same space. I don't think they have beef. I just don't think that they have a relationship. But I don't think it's, like, a problem.
Well, of course it's not a problem. But, so, you know, if you have to be around somebody that you do not like, it's always going to be awkward.
What I'm saying is Jay-Z not coming to the wedding is a surprise to Kanye, but also a strategic move because that makes it look like they are close. You know what I'm saying? So visually, they're not going to let that happen because at a wedding, what are you doing? You drinking, you having fun, you smiling, cheersing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They don't want that to happen, but you can't tell me that they like, you know what I'm saying?
I think it was hurtful, though.
It was hurtful.
Because he probably invited him.
Because it's like, dang, how much, you know what I'm saying? How much is it going to take? But, hey, Prince William invited Kanye to his wedding.
Why?
Because Kanye performed at the concert for Diana.
Oh, okay.
Did not invite Barack Obama.
Whoa.
Because he didn't know him.
Fair enough.
He met Kanye. He didn't meet him, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So now we got a new prince that's, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, William's still prince too, right?
Yeah, he's still prince, but I'm saying we got a new prince. Harry is, what you call it?
Engaged.
Oh, shit, I forgot it's two of them.
To a black woman.
Yeah, she
I feel like Kimye is going to show up this time.
You think they're going to pop up?
Yeah, because last time I feel like Kanye was on. First
Obama's
of all, Kanye
invited.
Was.
I know that.
Kanye was on tour, and they were working on this album or they were touring this album last time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Kanye was like, who would he bring? Him and Kay, they were new, kind of too new to bring to the biggest wedding. You know what I'm saying? Like, That's a lot, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of dignitaries,
It
ain't player to just bring somebody to the wedding
too early,
you know what I'm saying? So I feel like this time, they've been married for a while, you know what I'm saying? Stunt mode, like Kanye's definitely getting invited, and when he gets invited, they going. Even if he don't want to go, Kim's going to be like, nah, we going to this one. This is your only chance. You know what I'm saying? There's no more princes after this.
This is true.
You know what I mean? Prince died. There's no more princes.
Yeah, Prince died. Ugh. Great ones are dying.
On the beginning of this song, Kanye says, white Lamborghini tune.
Is that what he said? Two of them.
Yeah.
Some gangster shit, man.
The Lamborghini Countach is the car from the Can't Tell Me Nothing video.
Oh, man.
It is white, but the color correction is so crazy on that video that it doesn't look white ever in that video. But there's a picture of it that they use for, like, the single. So if you look at that picture, Kanye's got the Gucci scarf on.
Ooh.
He's got the moccasins on.
Not the moccasins.
And he's, like, kicked up on the Countach in the desert, and it's been like driving on the desert, so like the wheels look like tan, or they have khaki wheels. I don't know.
Khaki wheels?
I don't know if the tires
are khaki. Come in khaki.
I don't know if the tires are khaki or if they're dirty. I don't know. But either way, it looks dope. It's so dope. Because the car's like pristine white, but the tires just got all this like sand on them. It's just ill.
And that's just how he leads off the song.
Yeah, man.
No context.
Just.
You build the context. If you know about Can't Tell Me Nothing, the context is already built. When he said, I need a white Lamborghini Countach, two of them, already in my head, I'm like, chill, I'm getting money. And then when he says, I need a slow motion video right now, I'm thinking about Hype Williams. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shooting a nigga, Like, I'm already see. You know, remember that video I sent of Spike Jonze popping up on Kanye and him and Hype Williams was editing the Can't Tell Me Nothing video? I'm thinking about that moment right there. Like, that is what this is. Like, I know I've been here before. I already know what I need. I need a Lamborghini Countach, and I need slow motion, and man, I need the creative control to tell Hype Williams to make it darker. You know what I'm saying? I used to love this song. I used to sit and I used to be like, no. I mean, at the time I was listening to it, you know what I'm saying? And I had to watch the Throne Deluxe Edition from iTunes. And I remember burning the disc and just like sitting there like, is the album over with? You know what I'm saying? Because that 3 minutes is so long. It's so long. It's like so long to the point where like, anytime somebody hears it for the first time, they'd be like, just skip and see if it's, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, wait, did I mess up a track? Am I going to have to rebuy this track?
Nah,
you know what I'm saying?
Man.
But then that tone comes on that from...
No Church in the Wild?
No, the tone that's throughout Watch the Throne. It's like a specific... That dun, dun.
Dun, yeah, it's dun, the first one's at the end dun, of No Church in the Wild.
Who you think had a better verse?
Kanye. I feel like...
I respect that.
I wonder...
Jay-Z's verse isn't like... It's not like noticeably not as good or anything to me.
Yeah.
I just think Kanye went harder.
And there's other songs on the album where Jay-Z's definitely got the better verse. But yeah, I think Kanye probably had... The better. I feel like this was Kanye's song. When Kanye says, you know, like the intro, like I feel like some songs like, okay, Welcome to the Jungle feels like a Jay-Z song.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's Swiss Beats.
Yeah.
You know, like No Church in the Wild feels like a Jay-Z song, you know. But then I Can't Stop. Who Gonna Stop Me?
Yeah.
That's like both of their songs. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So
fair enough. That was a solid. That album had a feel to it. It did.
It's the super team.
Yeah. And you know, it's before What a Time to Be Alive. It's before Super Slimy. It's before 21 Savage and Offset. You know, it's
24/7.
Everybody
it's the blueprint for all these joints before Remy Ma and Fat Joe. You know, it's a blueprint.
Did Wayne and Drake do something similar?
They were supposed to, and they was mad. They was mad about Watch the Throne because they was like, dang, like, we were talking about it, but they went and did it.
They did that shit. That's what happened when you have a man.
It's Tristessa by Orchestra. Nijirvudarov.
Got it.
That's
nailed it.
That's
just semi nailed
it.
No, I don't think the question mark is in there.
Oh, Lord.
Because I definitely said it with a question mark on it. But yeah, that's what sampled. And when I heard the whole song, I was like, can't hear the whole song without it like standing out. The dun, mm-hmm. dun, dun. It's like.
Yeah, it's very.
But the sample,
poignant.
The other sample that like kind of surprises me is the Chariots of Fire, because everyone else would sample like dun 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 dun, dun 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 dun. You know what I'm saying? But they don't sample. He doesn't sample that. He samples the
and then it's just
part of the beat. But then he mixes that with like that Lex Luthor trap sound, you know. And so then it just turns into something else. You don't even know it's Chariots of Fire until you look it up.
He's a genius, man. He's a genius.
I feel like I didn't even notice until I read it, even though I probably just subtly hear it because you hear him so much as Kid Cudi, like at the end.
Kid Cudi's in it?
Yeah.
Yo, that is Kid
Cudi.
Wait,
what happened?
Oh, it's like, it's one of those things, like, yeah. you hear Cudi, like, overlay and like, the end and, like, some of the hooks of some songs, like, so frequently.
You gotta be a genius to make that noise in the studio. You can't, well, you gotta be moved to cry out that way.
That's what we've learned. You know, Taurus kind of call you in and be like, hey, this is what I need. Then you're gone.
Yo. Isn't The Dream on Watch the Throne, too?
No.
Yeah.
The Dream?
I'm sure. I feel like he's got to be. I feel like I wouldn't be surprised.
Desire.
That's The Dream?
I stand by you. Go through the fire. Yeah, that's The Dream. That's The Dream.
What is that?
Yeah.
Damn, my mind blown. That's crazy. I did not know that was a dream.
Mm-hmm. The Dream The Dream and Neo, you gotta watch them when they get on these like hard rap tracks, cause that's when they get the most like
Neo be getting busy.
The Dream on Cruel Summer, he has that song Higher. Oh my God. Most people don't even think that's a dude.
I gotta look some stuff up.
Oh man. Damn. And then Neo on God Forgives I Don't. Mm-hmm. That Rick Ross on Maybach Music Part 4.
Oh, he was on that?
He just takes over. There's a part he just turns into an R&B song. He's just like, I've been thinking about you. It's like, what does this have to do with the Maybach? What does this have to do with are you Maybach? Thinking about Rick Ross? What are you talking about? Neo, stop looking at me.
Oh, stop.
Look the other way.
I've been thinking about you.
Every episode is going to have no less than two impressions.
Yo. No. So, Rob, you got the impression game, son. I see you on here, man.
You did both of them in the last episode.
It's the same. Chris Rock, Jeezy, Rick Ross.
You got the Swiss Army knife out this month.
Oh, designer. Everybody got that designer out.
Oh, designer.
Oh man, when do you think Kanye always watched Martin, or you think he had like a Martin phase around this time? Cause okay, like Jerome in the House, Watch Your Mouth is on Yeezus, which is the album after this album. On this album, we got our first on, we get our His and Her on, Feel Like Jerome.
Oh wow, I didn't even peep that.
It's the only Jerome.
It's only one Jerome, only one, you know what I'm saying? Other people, if it was Fred or somebody, like, I don't know who Fred is, but you know who Jerome, Rome in the house, watch him out.
Wow. Man, you really got to listen to Yeezy. I mean, you know. Doesn't everybody watch Martin, though?
Yeah, but still.
A lot of people say they watch Martin.
But to, like, okay, like Kanye.
If you lie about watching Martin.
A lot of people
I can't fuck with you, man. Just say you ain't watch Martin.
Well, if you say you ain't watch Martin, I ain't gonna mess with you. So
it's a toss-up.
You gonna mess with Rallo, you gonna mess with Rob. You know what I'm saying?
Damn, people, I just don't get how you not watch. What were you watching?
I hate when I say, hey, like Martin, and people be like, oh, I didn't watch Martin. I didn't have cable. Be like, oh, what? Like, what does that mean? Martin came on Fox.
It was prime time.
And then reran on whatever network messed with black people. It was
prime time television.
And then it reran on your local UPNs and your local WBs and your local Foxes. Like,
you've had plenty of time.
You could have not caught the Chappelle Show if you didn't have cable.
Yes, you could have. I know a few people who.
If you didn't have a good bootleg DVD, man, and you didn't have cable, because that Chappelle Show
was a strong wave.
I knew some people who were like, I didn't watch it because when it first came on, like, I wasn't allowed to watch Chappelle Show. They might be like that young side, and then they just missed it.
Chris a little younger than us. Yeah, so he got people who was, you know, hey, it's past your bedtime. But wait, no, he making a bed. He just closed the studio. Nah, it's past your bedtime. No, Fred and Ness better fight. You know what I'm saying?
Fred and Ness.
You're too close, man.
Damn. Oh, gosh. What happened to those guys? Damn. don't know what. Ain't Kanye
hey,
got
shout
no
out to Sarah. I'd like to give a shout out to Sarah. Yo, we should shout out some of the yaysayers, man.
Oh. Who's a yaysayer?
The fans of the podcast are yaysayers.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Fans of Kanye are dropouts.
Oh,
who
I didn't know
that.
Don't
fuck with the podcast. Fans, fans of the podcast are yaysayers.
Oh, that's good. Hey, man, that's clever.
We got to give another shout out to D-So Fresh for
writing an article
in FSU newspaper.
The Florida State newspaper about us. The article is called The Bookie A is the Greatest Podcast of All Time.
Oh, that's powerful.
Yeah. So just seeing this in print is amazing. We've had a bunch of articles, but none of them have been something we could touch, something we could hold. And he sent it to us, and that makes it
beautiful.
We got
man.
4 inches in the book.
Some yaysayers I've been meaning to shout out, Watermelon Drea, Midnight Soul 23. You know what I'm saying? They always hone this down on Twitter. I was like,
that's
sexy name. Yeah, man. If you listen to the podcast, you're like, dang, why you ain't shout me out? You know what I'm saying? Then just, you know, you got to be more vocal on that Twitter thing, man, on that Instagram thing.
Oh, the story. Before I forget, the story. So yeah. I'm leaving. I just finished recording my podcast. I'm walking down the street. This strange white man walks up to me and screams, oh, my gosh, Kanye just killed himself. And it was so bizarre.
When?
Man, this happened like maybe a month ago. It was
What did you do?
I just was like, I didn't believe it, but it was just like, why would you say something so crazy?
Wait, where were you?
I was in the city. I was in like off
34th. Was he trying to distract you to get away from you or something?
No,
like,
son.
Was he scared and like, you know what? When I'm in a panic mode, I
tell people, Kanye
just killed himself, then I run out. He's like,
that shit was just weird. He was too young. He could have been homeless, but he was a young dude. It was a young dude.
That's what the new homeless people do.
Yeah,
this is true.
The gutter punks.
It really threw me off. I didn't know.
That's
what was
crazy.
Happening. It was so crazy.
I immediately went
to Black Twitter.
Yeah,
I immediately went to Black Twitter.
When you can't trust you, sir.
How do you go to Black Twitter? Because I have some friends that I follow that I'm like, all right, like. These are the people I go to. But they got private profiles. You know what I'm saying? Like, some of the funniest people, they don't trust nobody.
This is true. Well, Black Twitter is, like, certain. You could tell by the hashtag whether or not Black Twitter has taken control. And if it was something like that, Black Twitter would have been. It would
you
have
could
been
tell
tag.
By yeah. the funny names that are, like, the funny. Yeah, not the handles, but the names on the side be so hilarious.
What's the example of that?
Oh, man.
You about to look
put me on the spot. I didn't have one loaded. I know mine was Bodak Horseman for a while. People
oh, that was you.
Yeah. That's that was crazy. Me for a second.
Fuck. I'm trying to think of something.
The Ratchet Whisperer.
The Ratchet Whisperer. Head Weave. All type of shit.
Yeah.
Lil Uzi Dessert.
There's always something, and like the more current, the better.
Yeah.
You know?
These are the motherfuckers. They're the funniest people I see every day, just like from the name alone.
Yeah, the name. Like, I feel like the name is part of it. You know.
I want to see a Kanye Lil Uzi Vertical collab.
I could see that. I could see Lil Uzi Vert. I could more see a Uzi Cuddy.
Yeah,
Uzi Cuddy collab.
Is Cuddy making music?
Yep.
Yeah.
Kanye's working on it.
Kanye's working on it.
Oh, they squashed the beef.
Yeah, man.
Look at that shit.
Yeah.
Damn, man. Good for them.
Rallo, you got anything you want to promote? Want to tell the people?
Follow me on the gram. Like, I'm pushing the gram. That's what I'm promoting at Rallo Boykins on IG. I like to keep it simple. I give relationship advice. Sometimes it tastes like Robitussin, but it's good for you.
Rallo tripping.
Well, I gotta be tripping, man.
Robo tripping. Robitussin.
Something like that.
Is that not a y'all know Robitussin?
I don't know what you're talking about. I literally in my head
he knows a Robitussin.
I saw a robot fall.
The producer knows a Robitussin.
I saw RoboCop on the ground when you said that.
You said on the ground?
Yeah. Like, Robo tripping. I didn't know what that was.
When they OCP rewired his circuitry and shit. Dead or Alive. Man, that was a good. They don't make violent movies like that no more. Just shooting people in the solar plexus.
Hey, what's that? What's the robot? Yo, what's the robot from Rogue One?
Fuck! How did I remember his name?
Yo, R.I.P. to that robot. He was black.
He got torn the fuck up.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, R.I.P. Yeah, when they had to kill the black robot. You know what I'm saying?
That's messed up. That's gonna bug me. He was the best part of the movie.
He killed it. I mean, he was funny. Like he had his own. He had the first Tiffany Haddish moment.
Did
you know what I'm saying? First him, then Girls Trip. You know what I'm saying? But they destroyed that robot. He was hilarious.
Rogue One. That wasn't the one with the girl.
That
was Rogue One.
It's girls in a lot of Star Wars.
Remember,
don't be like that.
No, it was a girl Jedi. It was a girl Jedi, but that wasn't Rogue One.
Oh no. That was The Force Awakens.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, all right. I knew I wasn't tripping. Yeah, mm-hmm. She was killing shit, and the black dude was getting beat up.
K2SO.
Yo, tomorrow, if you in Washington, D.C., come see me do jokes. I'm going to be at the Overachievers show with my man Martin Amini.
Oh, that's gonna be a
doing shows
show
with him is how I met Rollo Boykins
that's
in the first place.
Dope show. Shout out to Martin.
And then also Austin, Texas in February.
Austin?
Man. Yeah. I'll be out there in Texas, San Antonio. Look out for your boy. So that's coming up.
Let's see. Next week, December 16th and 17th, I'm gonna be in Boston. I'll be at Comedy Studio for one of the last shows there. The 16th, and then the Hideout on the 17th. And then on the 20th, the Detroit Comics hometown show, Zach Martinez show. I don't remember where that is, but follow me on Twitter, Sir Chris Daniels, and I'll update everybody.
Hell yeah.
I really think you got a Corn Rallo tripping. I was saying
Corn Rallo trip. I need some more hashtags. I can only do the Rallo says right now and shit, but people don't be retweeting it. I'll be feeling bad sometimes and shit. Nah, but yeah. Oh, December 17th, Love and Laughter in D.C. with me and my homegirl Paris Sashe. That's gonna be a fun show.
Paris is hilarious.
Oh, that's
real
awesome.
Ignorant.
Are you gonna end it? I'm gonna end it.
Hey, why are you getting so weird?
Hey, I'm gonna let y'all finish for this end of the Bookie A podcast.
Thanks for listening, guys. Peace.
Forever Dog. This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.